Thinking about the effects of climate change can be overwhelming. So a chamber jazz quintet from Seattle is using music to help people understand and process the hard reality of the threats to our planet. Courtney Flatt of Northwest News Network reports.
At Shalom United Church of Christ, piano keys evoke dripping, melting glaciers. Drum beats emulate wildfires burning through forests. An upright bass imitates whales calling out from warming ocean waters. This is the sound of climate change, a reality that Nelda Swigert says is often hard for individuals to discuss, comprehend, and act upon. While the threats seem to become clearer each year, Swigert says too many people she knows worry about climate change instead of doing something about it.
It's like almost a taboo to talk about climate change with people. People are uncomfortable. It's like telling someone how to parent their children, right? You don't tell people how to parent their children. And it feels this almost the same way with choices people make around climate.
So Swigert wrote a suite of music to start the conversation.
I got this idea that maybe I could make this performance that melded information, facts about climate change, with music that made it more tolerable to hear the hard stuff.
An idea also motivated by nostalgia. Swigert grew up in the Pacific Northwest, bushwhacking through underbrush, spending time outside, skiing and boating.
I just grew up with this love of nature and the love of the beauty of the wilderness. And as a result, at an early age, I started feeling this real connection to nature and pain when I saw it getting damaged.
That pain turned into anxiety. In the Northwest, the effects of climate change include decreasing snowpack, precipitation that falls as rain instead of snow, hotter, drier summers, and worsening wildfires. It's a lot to take in, so Swigert created the Alaska Suite to help people process emotions around it. The music is inspired by a trip she made to the state to witness the effects of climate change there. During the concert, Swigert narrates what she observed, relating those effects back to Washington. Her self-described chamber jazz quintet has performed the Alaska Suite since 2017. Violinist Julian Smedley says even though the quintet has performed it at least 30 times, each performance differs from the last.
There's these beautiful moments where things just open out and the texture just breathes. And it's really like being part of a piece of poetry or any kind of art that evolves over time.
Audience member Mickey Rogers says the concert doled out climate change information in easy-to-understand bites. As an early career scientist, Rogers says she's hopeful about how effective it could be for the community.
So this was a way that anyone could understand the severity of climate change.
Toward the end of the performance, Swigert asks audience members to write down how they'll work to lower their own carbon footprint. She says one repeat audience member purchased an electric vehicle after pledging to do so at an earlier concert. These sorts of commitments, she says, might help people realize they can be better stewards of the planet.
Most of us are feeling anxiety about this, right? I'd like to think that this performance helps people get a little more clarity on what they can do.
For Here and Now, I'm Courtney Flatt.